Hello and welcome everyone. Today is September 11th, 2019, and this is our Whole Life Healing Program with Dr. Alex Lloyd. And my name is Johanna Tan. I'll be assisting Alex today. And before we hear from Alex, I want to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. And we also love to share this quote at the beginning of each program. It says, "We are beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true but could never measure. As we get a better understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic parts of the joints moving. It's not the chemistry of our body. It's understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel." That was a quote by Dr. Oz back in November 2007. And the reason we bring it up is that the purpose of these calls is to provide current and relevant information on the subject of energy medicine from a variety of perspectives, including a medical, a scientific, and mostly spiritual perspective. All right, so having said that, I'm going to bring Alex out, and today we are going to be doing another question and answer time for any of you who would like to ask a question of Alex. Now, if you're on the phone, you want to press star 2. And that's going to raise your hand, and I'll be able to unmute your line because everyone is muted at this time. And if you're on the web, we can actually take a question from you if you are on the web. You just simply type in your question in the field, and I'll be able to read that and to Alex so that he can answer that for you. So, again, this is star 2 is going to raise your hand, and while we're waiting for people to raise their hands, Alex, hello, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Johanna?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you.
And while we're waiting, I will add, this is probably not going to be a permanent thing. We checked the numbers on the podcast, and there's thousands of people every week that download that and listen to it. So we're probably going to go back to that. I'm considering doing a shorter teaching, maybe like 10 minutes instead of 20 and sometimes 30 minutes. But we do think it's a good idea every once in a while to just have kind of a Q&A time that you can hear from me and ask me whatever you like. So we probably will do this regularly, but we will probably also start doing teachings again at some point as well.
Right. Okay. And also, we do have the Thursday call currently now still where you can go on that call and ask one of our practitioners, coaches that are on that call to answer your questions too. So we have one hand up, Alex, and I'm going to unmute this line. And this is coming from a caller in Pennsylvania. Your number is 0475. 0475.
Hi.
Line is open. Hi.
Hi, this is Elaine.
Hi, Elaine. You have a question for Alex?
I do. Well, first, I just want to say how much I love the work that you've done in the world, and I just send you love and light every day. So I just first want to start with that. And second, I have developed these kind of floaters in my right eye. I've had them off and on, and I've done some muscle testing, and I definitely get that it's an issue with my heart, not my physical heart, but my spiritual heart versus a physical issue. But so I didn't know if, you know, what you would recommend in terms of a particular trilogy code or... Can you hear me?
I'm sorry,
Alex,
I was talking away. I was muted. Sorry about that. Sorry. There's a couple of ways I think I'd come at that. Number one, when you think about the floaters, you know, what do you feel? Do you feel anger? Do you feel afraid? Do you feel frustrated, irritated? What do you feel? And then I would ask yourself, okay, let's say it's irritated. What is the biggest irritation memory of my life? When in my life would I look back and say, I was more irritated about that than anything in my life? And then say, okay, who's involved in that? What person was most involved in that? Was it dad? Was it a brother? Was it a roommate? Was it just myself? Was it something between me and God? And then I would use the custom trilogy for that. Okay, then another way you can come at it is just based on irritation, but outside of relationship. And I would not do that instead of, but I would do that along with. So then you would be doing one focused on the relationship and any other relationships that are related and any unconscious issues that are related and any generational issues that are related, include all that in the prayer. And then another trilogy that Johanna could give you today, or just use the basic one from the 3-minute free thing, but focus it and pray about the irritation issue rather than being more focused on the relationship aspect. And of course, with both of those, pray that, you know, any physical thing that this has led to, including the floaters, be healed. But this is sort of separate from that. But if it was me, and you certainly don't have to do what I do, but if it was me, I would also say in the prayer, if it's best for me to keep these floaters, then so be it. Because, you know, the real truth is very often paradoxical. We learn from pain. We learn from negative things that happen to us that make us do things we wouldn't have done, think things we wouldn't have done. And it may be that, you know, God or your heart or your conscience is trying to get your attention through these floaters about something. So, you know, I think there's always a, okay, what lesson am I supposed to learn from this, or what lesson can I learn from this? Because that's the whole point of pain, is you're on the wrong track, or there's a lesson you need to learn here. And typically if we do that, then the pain goes away, and or it gets a lot better, and we go for another period feeling awesome. Then here comes another pain. Well, one person that I really have a lot of respect for teaches that that's God taking us to higher and higher places on our mountain until we get toward the top. And so it really should be, thank you for these floaters. I assume I'm supposed to learn something from this, or if not supposed to, I can learn something from this. Please let that be my main focus rather than them just going away. But I do pray that they go away if that's what's best for me. And whatever, you know, and name what you feel and what you think along with these issues and the relationship with this person, which is maybe the one you identified as the most irritating of your life, please heal that relationship with him or her. Release me from any negative connection to them, etc. So that's how I would come at it. And the other thing you can do is take the X Factor or Relationship Issues Finder test and answer every question as best you can through the lens of the floaters and what you're thinking and feeling about the floaters. And and then that should show you the category to work on first that's most related to that.
Okay, and the custom trilogy for the six major negative emotions, would that be fear? Like if it's, let's say, irritation, would that be fear or would that be anger?
Anger. Irritation is more anger.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I really
appreciate it. Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. And I remember when I was, I don't remember what age it was, late 20s, early 30s, I first got one of those floaters. And, man, for about 3 months, I felt like I was going to go insane. And then I kind of got used to it and then later was able to heal it. But, yeah, that can be really irritating.
I've actually done quite well with it because I've really accepted it as a spiritual lesson.
Oh, good, good.
So I kind of picture it as like an angelic being just being with me, and I don't. There's periods of time when I'm working with clients, I don't even notice it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. And let us know how it goes.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, we have another caller, and okay, this is from Georgia. I think it's Aileen. Your number is 0653-0653, and your line is
yes.
Open.
Yes, thank you. Hi, Johanna, and hi, Dr. Alex. This is
hi.
Aileen in Atlanta, and Dr.
Yeah.
Alex, I've got a question about the best use of the C balance for
uh-huh.
a that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually on the stem cell call the night before Dr. Ben passed away.
Yeah.
And I was able to ask him. I had just learned that I had very severe calcification buildup in my arteries and descending aorta, which I wouldn't have known had I not been in an accident and was rear-ended and from an x-ray learned that. I mean, you could see my descending aorta on the x-ray, which you're not supposed to be able to do. So I asked him about it, and he said, you know, asked him would stem cells help, and he said, absolutely, that is nothing but inflammation.
Yeah.
So out of that, I have been using the special program on the C-Balance for inflammation most of the time, but sometimes I feel kind of guided, and I check with the truth technique to use the regeneration frequency for a period of time also. And I'm just wondering if you've got any guidance for me in that regard.
No, what you said is exactly what I would have recommended, but I might add a couple of things. Probably 3 or 4 times a day, especially as it's getting close to bedtime, I would do the Ease 30-minute program.
I love that program.
Which is the primary one for pain. And then within 30 minutes of bedtime, I would do the Sleep 30-minute program. But outside of those, what you said is what I would have recommended and what I do.
Okay, so do mostly the inflammation one, then occasionally the regeneration one as well?
Right, and then pain every once in a while and sleep 30 minutes before bed.
I never have any pain. I would have had no idea. I thought I was in perfect health, and I actually feel like it was a blessing that this I was rear-ended. I walked away from it, and everything came out okay, and I would still not know today, had I not had that accident, that I was in real trouble with calcification. So I'm also
right, but
using vitamin
but the
K.
The ease is emotional as well. That's emotional and mental as well.
What is, sir?
The ease is also emotional and mental.
Oh, right. Yes, I learned that from the call the other day. Thank you for reminding me of that very much. So that's all I wanted to know, just wanted to make sure I was getting the maximum benefit that I could. I am in love with that C-Balance. I don't want to ever take it off.
Yeah, I wear it. The only time I don't wear it is if I'm getting wet. I wear it 24/7. I sleep with it on. Absolutely.
Me too. And I even charge it by my laptop computer when I'm using the computer. So
You're really hardcore. That's not even taking it off to charge it. I do take it off to charge it once a week.
Well, I take it off, but it's right here in my lap that's next to me. So, you know,
so it's
I'm still getting
anyway.
Thank you, sir, very much. And I want to also acknowledge what the other woman said. Dr. Alex, I just don't know if I would still be sane or alive if it wasn't for your work, and I thank you so very much. I had looked for this all my life, and when I found the healing codes, I knew God had answered my prayer, so thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I wouldn't be here except for some wonderful people in my life, so let's keep passing it on.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Aileen. Okay, Alex, we have another hand up, and this caller is from New York, and your number ends in 1030. 1030. Your line is open. Who are we speaking with?
Speaking with Mario.
Hi, Mario.
Hi, Mario.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I've been working at it. I've had your book. Thank you for everything. I've had your book for a while now, but just recently started working with it. The healing code.
Go ahead.
And working with the universal healing code on, you know, certain issues of anxiety and sadness.
Right.
I was at the diner yesterday with my wife, and all of a sudden, like, I had the feelings coming up of, like, this oppression of, like a panic attack that I haven't had for years, and it was really uncomfortable. My wife couldn't really understand it, and I just didn't know what to do, and I just feel hopeless. But I've been doing the Universal Healing Code for about, you know, 3 days now. I've seen some relief, but my question is, like, what when that happens again, or, you know, God forbid, what should I do? And knowing and telling you this, I really don't know too much about the other codes and, like, all the other things that people are talking about.
Yeah, that's okay. I think one of the most basic things, Mario, is to change your perspective, and that being the perspective that I am upset, or this is a problem because of X. And the way 99% of people fill in that X is with whatever's happening in their current circumstances. You know, another person, someone cut in front of them in traffic, whatever. But that is a lie. And as long as you believe that lie, it will prevent you from getting past it. The truth is, It is a contest and a choice between a life committed to love or a life committed to fear. So that's step one, is to always remind yourself what's really the truth about what's going on here. It's a love versus fear situation, and that has to be the case, okay, because the whole point of life is love. But for love to exist, you have to have the free will choice not to love and to choose, in fact, the opposite of love, which is fear. And our very brains are wired this way, okay? They're constantly scanning for a fear-based signal or a love-based signal, and then, boom, they go into action. The second step, I would say, is once you realize, you know, this is not really about my child or my spouse, that's not really why I'm angry, just that realization and confirmation right then and there on the spot tends to make those things go way down. If you will, shine the light of truth on the situation. Why in the world would I yell at them when that the issue is not them? It's fear versus love, and inside of me. Then secondly, you need to heal the malfunctions inside yourself that are allowing or facilitating that to happen, which is memories in your programming that have too much fear in them, all right? And that's all we do. That's all the codes do.
Yeah.
Now, I would encourage you to go to our website and get the free trilogy, because the trilogy has the healing code built into it, but it's significantly more powerful.
Okay.
Because it includes all the top modalities in the history of the world back to 1500 BC in 1 3-minute
okay.
process, including the healing codes. So,
okay, great.
And it's free. So I would highly recommend get that and get to work on healing these issues. And then the most important thing of all of it is, whether it's today or 2 years from now, it's whether it's when you get to the place that you can do it honestly and really mean it, you need to commit to living your life in love as best you can in the present moment, regardless of the end results, regardless of whether it means more pain for you or less pleasure for you, or the opposite, or both. No
okay.
matter what the end result means, I am committing, come what may, to live my life this way the rest of my life. And
okay.
your unconscious mind knows if you mean it or not. So if you don't mean it, it won't work. But when you
right.
get to the place where you mean it and then commit to that, everything changes.
Okay, great.
And
so
that's
in
when
the,
it's not an effort anymore.
Thank you. Thank you. On the website, which website? Because it seems that there's like a couple of websites.
Johanna, I think that's DrAlexanderLloyd.com.
Okay.
/trilogy.
Okay.
Yes, /trilogy-training.
Okay, great.
And that's the free video. You'll be able to see Alex teach the trilogy.
Thank you.
And
thank you so much.
And also the living in love versus living in fear, that's the love code, and there's another button on that website where you can click on, and there's 16 videos about that, and those are free as well.
All right. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you, so much.
Thank you for the question.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, Mario.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, we have another caller, and this is on the web. You're on the web. I'm going to unmute your line. All I see is the name Patricia. So your line is open.
Is that
you have a question for Alex?
Yes. I'm calling about a friend who has acute disseminated encephalomyelitis, which
uh-huh.
is a disease of inflammation. Alex, are you familiar with that? And do you have any suggestions? I've been working with her. She doesn't know about the code, but I've been using various healing modalities with her, and I'm wondering what trilogy or what have you might be helpful. Even your previous answer was very connected, I think. But
oh, good, good. Well, I think I would do several things. I would one thing that is the case in most of those type of illnesses is the cells are not getting enough hydration and electrolytes, and the cells are not getting enough nutrition, because typically those people are so stressed that most of the cells in their body are closed, which means you can drink a gallon of water a day and still be dehydrated because the cells aren't absorbing much of it. And the same with eating good food or taking supplements even. Same story. So I might encourage her to go get checked out by someone to see if she's dehydrated. If so, some good clean water with some little electrolyte tablets in it could make a beyond what you would believe difference, usually in 48 hours, if that's part of what's going on, and it is for a lot of people. Then I would use the Trilogy Memory Engineering and Rapid Eye to heal the source of it. And I would start with relationships. You know, it might really be good to take the X factor first because it's so simple. It boils everything down to just four things. Let's say that's love. Okay, who has not loved you the way you needed them to, they should have, you wanted them to, whatever, and then work on nothing but that person and those issues until you think about that person and you feel way better, okay, about them and your relationship. Then start on another one.
She doesn't know any of this. And what's happening now is she's starting, her right foot has started to freeze. Doesn't move at all, and her left leg is getting pins and needles. So she's starting to get.
What did the doctor say?
He says she's starting to get the more advanced signs of this particular disease, and it leads to blindness, paralysis, and coma.
Yeah, how are they treating her?
She's been treating it with natural means, with Relive and ibuprofen, and I think she may have to get prednisone.
Well, so that's what they're doing, the prednisone?
Not yet. That's the next step.
Okay. All right. Because the steroids reduce inflammation. And that's the same thing that what the codes, what memory engineering, what the others do is they reduce or eliminate stress, which then causes the immune system to come up and start working on that inflammation. CBD is maybe the best thing on the planet for inflammation and pain. So I would certainly check into that.
What was that?
CBD. Hemp
CBD.
Oil.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, Google it on the internet. CBD and pain. CBD
well, you
and inflammation.
Too,
I'm sorry?
You sell it too, don't you?
Yes. I believe we have the best one in the world, but you don't have to get mine. But I would get one that's water-soluble, organic, and nanotechnology, or it'll only work about a tenth as well as it's capable of.
Okay, great.
And what do you mean she doesn't know any of that?
She's not familiar with your method.
No. I don't mean that. I mean, can she think of people in her life that?
Oh yeah, she could. Yes.
Okay. Well, she needs to get familiar with at least one of the modalities and start healing those things that she knows about.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Johanna, let's do one more maybe, and then go to the custom code.
Okay. Okay, so we have one more caller, and you are in Georgia, and your number ends in 4268. 4268, your line is open.
Hey, Dr. Alex, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Great. Yes, I have two questions. I know you say time is of essence.
Go ahead.
Okay, will you be doing any more seminars in the state, because I know I went to one you had, I think it was 2014 in Nashville.
Yeah. That's weird you say that, because we're actually talking about maybe starting something like that. If you would write that in to our customer service, and Johanna can tell you how to do that.
Okay.
We will keep your address as we are talking about that in real time right now, and then if we do something, we can be sure to send notification of that out to you.
Okay.
My favorite thing to do is
I really enjoy being there with you. You know, it's nothing like being there live.
Yeah, and I tell you, I miss that. The touch and the hugs and looking in
exactly.
each other's eyes and – it's really wonderful. I miss that when I don't do it pretty often.
Okay. And my other question was in regards to trilogy. I noticed when you get to the healing code part, you're basically using the universal code. Say, could you substitute, say, for example, like if you're having issues with your digestive system, could you use the peace code instead
of
the universal code?
You can put any healing code from any package into that trilogy, and it will focus it on that body system, that emotion, that whatever. Absolutely.
Okay. And that would apply also to the success code, because say you're not having any, let's say, health issues, so I could do the same thing with the success code?
You can, but I'll tell you this. This month, you're probably going to be hearing about it in about a week. I just completed the Ultimate Success Program, which uses all custom trilogies for the success issues. And that is already done. The manual's done. You should be hearing about it within about a week. But you can also use the ones out of the success codes. I think the new ones are better because it's not just a custom healing code. It's also custom acupoints, custom healing centers, et cetera. But if you don't want to do that, just use whichever one out of the success codes.
Okay, would that be included in the total access package?
It will. It'll be free on total access.
Okay. You say it'll be within a week?
I think, within a week, I believe it'll be out.
Okay. And one more thing, I guess I can let you go. The memory engineering, have you completed your book on that?
Yeah. In fact, about 20 minutes ago, the UPS delivered the first off the print book to me at my house. So it is just off the printer, off the being printed, and will be for sale October 8th.
Okay, the memory engineering was included in the total access package. Is that a summation of it?
Book is called The Memory Code, but the main thing about it is memory engineering. And
Okay, could you give me any tips on the best way to use that? Because I think I've been look at all your videos, and it just looks like I'm just not getting it.
The memory engineering?
Correct.
Well, I would say, okay, what is bothering me more than anything else right now? Okay?
Okay.
What is that for you, if you don't mind saying?
Digestive issues.
What? Digestive.
Digestive issues. Right.
Okay, digestive. That's cool. All right? Mm-hmm. So I would say ask yourself, what emotion do I feel when the digestive issues hit pretty hard? What would that be?
Fear. Fear that I'm going to get sick.
Fear.
It's fear.
All right. Then I would say, okay, what is the biggest time memory event in my life that had the most fear in it?
Okay.
Now, you don't need to say what that is, but you can probably think of one, right?
Oh, I can say it. On my first date, I got sick. I was so nervous I got sick.
that's great, man. I didn't get sick, but I felt like I was going to get sick.
I got sick.
Okay. Yeah. So do memory engineering on your first date.
Okay.
And then when that is no longer bothering you, say, okay, what's my biggest fear memory now that when I think about it, I still feel some fear? Then work on that one.
Okay.
Probably after you've done that 5 or 6 times, your overall fear is going to be at least 50% less and very likely more.
Okay.
In other words, if you've got 500 fear issues, you're not going to have to do this 500 times. You may have to do it 5 to 10 times. Okay?
Okay.
But this works it works for everybody, but it works like super speed for people who have a really good imagination.
Which I do.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so just immerse yourself in it. Take your time. Don't rush anything. And then come back next week or sometime soon and let us know how it's going, and maybe we can tweak again then, depending on what's happened.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Okay.
And I love your work, Dr. Alice. I've never seen work like this before. It's just unbelievable.
Well, it's my pleasure. I feel like the luckiest guy in the world, and it's not me. It's been given to me. It's not me. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay.
By the way, we didn't get your name. What was your name?
Oh, Corey. Corey.
Corey. Okay. Thank you so much, Corey. And you can write us, like as Alex was suggesting, at feedback@thehealingcodes.com.
Okay. And it's great to hear you again, Johanna. You have gave me a few custom codes in the past.
Yes, I recognize your voice.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you also.
Okay. God bless you.
All right. God bless.
Okay. So, Alex, I think that's it for all the callers. You actually took care of everyone today that raised their hand. Anything else you want to share before we change gears? Oh, I think I lost Alex. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and open the line now. I'm going to lower everybody's hands that had questions. If you are online and you'd like to get a custom trilogy or a custom healing code from me, you can go ahead and raise your hand, star 2 on your phone, and we'll get you a custom trilogy or a custom healing code. So I'll just give everybody a few minutes. Okay, we have one hand up, and your name is Sandra. Sandra, your line is open.
Hi, Johanna.
Hi.
Hi. I spoke with you a few weeks ago for a custom trilogy for my throat, and it's definitely gotten better, but I think there's still a little more I need to heal. So I'm wanting a trilogy for that, please.
Okay, very good. Let's go ahead and test this. Well, tell me, what is the feeling? How do you feel about this condition right now? What is the most negative feeling you're feeling? Besides it being painful.
Yeah. I would say, I feel like two feelings come up, anger and fear.
Okay. Is there an early memory in your life that you can recall right now that where you felt this anger / fear? About anything?
Yes.
Okay, in that memory you just found, how strong is that feeling?
Maybe a 5.
Okay, and how strong is the feeling just currently about this condition right now?
Like a 3.
Okay, so the early memory is actually stronger.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we want to definitely, you know, address that one first, and then any other time in your life when you have felt anger / fear. You know, as Alex was instructing others on the call today, or the last caller with the memory engineering, you continue to work on those, any memories that have that you come to mind that have that same negative emotion or feeling in it.
Okay.
Okay, and you would like a trilogy?
Yes, please.
Okay. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issue.
The fear issue.
Okay, good. Just a moment. Okay, minute number 1. You're going to tap all the way through from the eyebrow down to the side of the hand. All of the points.
Okay.
Okay. Then we're going to customize the tapping. We're not going to do the 9G yet. Okay.
Okay.
Customize. We're going to go tapping. Okay, first of all, collarbones, under the arms, middle of the chest, then up to the eyebrows, under the eyes, under the nose, and the chin, then middle of the chest, sore spots, and then the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, minute number two, which is the healing code. First position, left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge. Second position, both hands Adam's apple. Third position, both hands below the belly button. Fourth position, both hands jaws.
Okay.
And that's it. Okay, minute number three. We're going to start at the base and slide your hands all the way up and over, not stopping, all the way over to the top of the spine.
Okay.
Then we're going to do that again.
Okay.
Okay, the next time, this is really simple. We're going to start at the base. You're going to hold there for 4 or 5 seconds and slowly move up one energy center or chakra at a time. So you're going to start at the base, holding it there. Imagine that energy center being in harmony with all the others being open. So you're going to go slowly from the base and move slowly all the way up to the crown.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay.
Very simple.
Yes. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. God bless you. All right. So we're going to mute that line now and see if anyone else on the phone would like to have a custom trilogy or a custom code. You can raise your hand by pressing star 2. Star 2 is going to raise your hand. All right. And at the moment, I don't see any hands up, any new hands up. So one last time. Star 2. Oh, here we go. We got a couple. Okay, so this one is going to be from Georgia. Your number is 4268, and your line is open, 4268. I'm sorry.
Hey, Joanna.
There you go.
Hey, Joanna, how you doing? It's me again, Corey.
Okay, Corey.
Could you give me a trilogy code for frustration?
Okay. Now, on a scale from...
Go ahead. Okay.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how strong is that?
About a 7.
Okay. Early memory, when you can remember feeling this kind of frustration before?
Yes.
And how strong is it there?
It was about a 6.
Okay, it's close. We want to work on that early memory first.
Okay.
All right, let's get a trilogy for you. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This frustration issue.
This frustration issue.
Okay, good. Okay, minute number one.
Okay.
You're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way down to the side of the hand. Without,
okay,
you know,
tap.
Each point.
Okay, got you.
Okay, then we're going to customize it. You're going to go to the little finger.
Okay, little finger.
Index
right.
Finger.
Index. Okay.
Side of the hand.
Okay.
Collarbones.
Collarbone, okay.
Sore spots.
So a spot, all right.
Then eyebrows.
Eyebrow. You say eyebrow, you mean the side
inside.
Of the eye or the inside, okay.
Inside, yeah, eyebrows.
Gotcha.
And then the side of the eyes.
Okay.
Then let's go back to the collarbones.
Okay, collarbones.
Middle of the chest.
Okay, middle of the chest.
And then under the arms.
Okay.
And then 9G.
9G, okay.
Okay, minute number two, custom code. Both hands, jaws.
Both jaw, okay.
Left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge.
Left brainstem. Okay, brainstem. You said right hand high bridge, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Then both hands, jaws again.
Both jaws. Okay.
And then we're going to switch. Left hand high bridge, right hand brainstem.
Okay, left high bridge. Okay, high bridge. Right brainstem.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Okay, minute number three.
Okay.
We're going to start at the base. Start at the base, and we're going to move all the way, slide all the way up and over.
Okay.
And we're going to do that three times.
All right.
Okay. Imagine when you're doing that the governing and conception vessels are being just flushed and being filled to overflowing with the positive energy from the code.
Okay.
Okay. After you've done that three times, you're going to go to the heart.
Okay.
Slide to the solar plexus.
Okay, heart, slide to solar plexus. Okay.
Okay, slide to the throat.
Okay, slide to throat.
Then slide up to the forehead.
Okay, slide up to the forehead.
Then slide all the way down to the base.
Okay.
And then come up and over as you did in the beginning.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Johanna. I love you.
You are so welcome.
have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, our next caller is a web caller. Patricia, that's the name on the that I see. Your line is open.
Alec talked to me before, so if there's someone who hasn't spoken, let them speak first.
I think you could go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. My question is, can I get a custom trilogy for my friend with ADEM?
Yes, you can. And who are we testing for? What's her name?
Mary.
Okay, can you say for me, I am testing for Mary.
I am what?
I am testing for Mary.
I am testing
her name.
For Mary.
Okay. Okay, say for this. Now, could you say this? You're testing for her. I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test for truth.
I'm ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
Okay, very good. All right. Okay, so we're going to do trilogy. So minute number one. You're going to tap from the eyebrows, inside of the inside eyebrow, all the way down to the side of the hand. And then we're going to go to the chin.
Go to where?
Chin.
Chin, right.
Under the nose. little finger.
Mm-hmm.
Thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Then back up to under the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Then collarbones.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of the chest.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, minute number two. Healing mm-hmm. code. Both hands, Adam's apple.
Okay.
Second position, left hand, brainstem, right hand below the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Third position, both hands, temples.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Okay.
Okay, minute number three.
Mm-hmm.
Start at the base. Slide all the way up and over. And let's do that three times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we're going to go start at the solar plexus.
Mm-hmm.
Up to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Down to below the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Down to the base.
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly slide up, pausing at each healing center or chakra, all the way up to the crown and then over. And that's it.
Okay. All right.
And that's it.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for coming back on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate it.
Okay. All right, so that's going to be it for today. I want to thank all of you for participating. Please make sure to send in any questions at feedback@thehealingcode.com. And hopefully we will meet you all again next week. God bless.